don't know what happened. I think he fell off that third floor. The window's open.
The autopsy report is inconclusive. An accidental fall is going to be hard for us to defend. That's why there's an investigation for a more suspicious death. Because you were the only person there. And of course, you're his wife.
Stop. I did not kill him.
That's not the point.
And then An Enemy of a Fall. So I also saw this at home. I did a search to add it to my, like, you know, what to watch, you know, as like a save for when it's available sort of thing. Because I had no idea what theater it was showing in or when or where, you know, that sort of thing. And then just was pleasantly surprised to see it streaming the day I was searching for it. You know, a little $5 rental that guy for us. And I was kind of blown back by this in terms of how precise and like expertly crafted the dialogue, the acting, like in terms of the, I love a courtroom drama, and this the exacto knife that was used in crafting this courtroom drama, I thought was extremely effective. You have this like dickish prosecutor, well argued questions and argument, and then just like the back and forth, the uncovering the truth that you never really get to fully understand is always really fascinating to me. And I think this is definitely up there for directing, screenplay, actress. I think the screenplay is a masterclass, and it throws a spanner in the works when we go back to like our snubs with Greta, with directing, with screenplay, you know, and the fact that Greta was bumped for, you know, basically this director, Justine Triet, and also, you know, Jonathan Glazer of Zone of Interest. You can get bent out of shape all you want. It's hard to say who should be left off this list, and I think Greta should be in there. I don't know who. You got to find a way to get her in there, but it's tough. You know, there's only five spots, and I think this was an expertly directed movie. So,
yeah, I think so. This, my number one fear in my life. Luckily, I don't have a fear of public speaking. I have a mild fear of heights that I've grown actually as I've gotten older. This sounds nuts. My number one fear is being wrongfully accused of murder, almost like Shawshank Redemption.
Because you wouldn't be able to talk yourself out of it.
Just like the being put on trial, especially if it's something you didn't do, right, and there's a chance that you might go to prison for the rest of your life, is the scariest thing in the world to
me. Which has happened with this movie, people, which is absurd.
It happens all the time. It happened to Andy Dufresne. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, luckily he climbed through four football fields full of shit-smelling foulness, right, or shit-smelling foulness that I can't ever imagine, right? Thank you, Red. But it's such a scary thing to me, and I think what the movie is exploring is, under the right lens, you could look guilty and, you know, depending on what people are going to project into that experience. And also just the conversation of what's likely to land, because what's likely to land with a jury, because there's three scenarios, but really the most realistic one isn't really even explored, right? Because you've got she killed him, you've got he committed suicide, or you've got it's an accident, but immediately it's an accident, it's thrown away because we always project some sort of intent in one way or another. And so that was something that was immediately taken off the table, but it's just as likely as the other three scenarios. And when you can look at something like a fight or like the experience of these people's lives, you really can start to consider different narratives if you want that narrative to happen.
100%.
Which also she's talking about when it comes to just writing fiction in general, which is really, really strong screenplay.
Let's slow this down. Was this a catch, Calvin Johnson? I mean, that's it's like,
exactly.
You can create your own narrative if you're looking for something. You know what I mean? Like if he bobbles the ball for a fraction of a second. Same thing with like, did this... imagine, all right, she didn't push him off the ledge. She's completely innocent. There's no fault at all. But then it got really close for her to be accused of murder, and you know, these people come in, they throw dummies off the wall. It's like, if his head hit this way, it could have, he could have fallen this way. And it's like, there's the science isn't exact. If you say that you didn't kill someone, it's the fact that it's 50-50% chance that people will be able to, that will A, either believe you, and B, be able to prove you're wrong, which is crazy. And I love the fact that it's ambiguous, because it makes it more interesting. But
I actually got in a debate with somebody about this, and they didn't like the movie because they didn't get clean answers. Yeah. And I was like, I think if you got a clean answer, it really throws away all of the questions and all of the discourse that you would have after the movie. I'm really happy.
It's
that
the
they
same
didn't
thing with Aliens. If you don't show the alien, it's more thrilling. If you show the alien in fucking Resurrection, it's not as cool. It's just, you can't show the alien.
Well, it's about what leads people to either murder or suicide. And sometimes it can, the line between that is really thin, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that they also want you to start to think about the experience of having a partner that's failing in their life and their expectations of their life and projecting that onto you. I think that those are strong themes as well. It reminded me a lot of Revolutionary Road and how the life that they were living wasn't what she had originally imagined, and or Marriage Story. Or have you ever seen The Last 5 Years, the musical?
I don't think I have, actually. I'm aware of it, obviously. I think I've heard some of the songs.
Yeah, there's... Anyway, she wants to be an actress, and then it starts to not go well, and so it impacts their relationship. But all those things can kind of get wrapped up, and then it's going to create a marital divide, but that doesn't necessarily mean someone's going to be driven to suicide or to murder, right? Like, that's a pretty big leap to make. So it's complicated, but like any one of those guys, if you take the opinion of the prosecutor, like, you can make a story.
Right. Which is like the leaps that they're asking the jury to make, or the, you know, the board of judges, whatever it is in France, is what's
the gray wigs
is what's wild to me, where it's like, I didn't kill him. Prove that I did. Well, you had a fight and you had marital issues. Like, no. Show me the DNA evidence. Like, don't get into my... This is not... The fact that that's all relevant and can be used to convict you to go to prison for life is crazy. Like, circumstantial evidence, I think, is so nuts. Where it's like, well, they had a fight and this kid's dog was sick.
And think about this, and why would he record this?
But then you start planning this in these people's minds, that you go to the trial.
The dog thing was fucked up, dude, that scene, God, I was like, that was a tough watch.
Give that dog.
Even just explaining this plot to Brecken, she was like, nope.
So
can't do that
one. Kid tries to...
Dog almost died.
Dog almost died where the kid was doing an experiment. Like, nope. I mean, give that dog like a fucking... Oscar.
That was great dog work. You ever just watch a movie and you're like, this dog is killing it? And they should give, you know what, the analysis awards, the annals next year.
Annals,
We're gonna give best dog big, or best dog. Animal
best performance. Animal performance. How about Petey in Dumb and Dumber?
Maybe in '94 that would have taken it down. But this year it's the dog award. And anime.
I've always thought about this, like, if a dog is watching a movie and there's a dog in the movie barking, is the dog in the movie barking in character? Is it like, hey, help? Or is he just like saying a bunch of random shit?
The dog's shouting at the screen, almost like in a horror film.
Like,
get out of that room,
like,
dog!
When your dog is watching the movie, can they follow the plot because they understand what the dog is saying? Or is it just like, where's my treat? Where's this fucking director? Like, is it totally taking your dog out of the film?
I think the answer to that is both of us have ADD.
Right,
But yeah, I think here's an interesting thing back on topic. Besides, can dogs communicate to each other through scripted dialogue?
That wasn't my point. Was can dogs appreciate dog acting? Do dogs have favorite dog actors? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. I think they do. But so the kid telling the story about his dad. If you notice, the boy talking is over the scene of his dad talking, almost as if the boy is putting words into his father's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And so the whole, like, you're always questioning what was the true reality, especially from the boy's perspective, because first he's like, oh, I was outside, and then they do the experiments, like, oh, maybe I was inside, and he's a false narrator in his own way. But I think that the boy makes a decision to present himself from losing another parent. And I think he
changes his story. Projects that into his dad. For sure.
Yeah. So he also looked like Danny from The Shining.
Huh. You cut out there for a second, but I think we're back.
He also looked like Danny from The Shining.
Yeah, the bowl cut, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
overall, though, a lot to think about, a lot to chew on with this movie. Did you think she did it, or do you think that's the question that we all got to answer?
No, I don't
think she did it. Or
I don't believe that there's any way that she like was able to get the body through that little hole. I think he was probably I don't know if he committed suicide. He seemed like he was incredibly depressed. He admitted it to the kid. The kid's testimony ended up getting her off, right? Where it's like, I was in the car. He was like, hey, look, when I'm gone, this is going to be like this. I think the guy was depressed and, was a failure and was jealous of his wife's, you know, all that stuff, with lashing out with the high, you know, the music. It just, they
also the most annoying song. If I ever want to make my spouse upset, just PIMP on little fucking
on a loop.
What are the Jamaican drums or whatever?
Oh yeah, like
steel drums.
I don't know what you heard about me. Yeah,
just on loop as loud as.
What
you
a
can
choice
play it.
Of all the, like the needle drops to find, like a Jamaican steel drums PIMP.
Yeah, 50 Cent.
Gene. That was a tough hang, especially at full volume. Even if she had wanted, if they were fighting and it was an accident, but even if she pushed him, I think. The way that they're like, well, he's got to hang out of this little window, and then it just didn't seem plausible. No. I think he was up there.
I think he fell out. I think he fell out on accident, and I think the whole thing it also shows where we jump to conclusions, and then everything else around how you can make a narrative on either side, each the defendant and the prosecutor. If you want to, you can spin that type of fiction out of a real life circumstance.
Sure.
But I think I think it was an accident. Actually, I think they could have potentially had a fight, but I think he accidentally.
100%. I mean, I talked about it already, but it drives me crazy with sports instant replays where it's like. I think in order to assess if there's an infraction, you should only be able to watch it at full speed. Because like when you slow these plays down and you
and the guy's got like 9 fingers going through the frame.
Yeah,
like,
and you overanalyze and you create all these narratives and like, well, this happened and this, and you know, his elbow or his, you know, the skin of his teeth were offside. It's just same with this like courtroom proceeding where it was an accident. It's tragic. Let's go about our day. No, there's someone has to be brought to justice. There has to be blame. We have to blame somebody. Mm-hmm. And then you create the narrative, like you said. So, yeah, not to spoil the movie, but I think it's interesting.
Oh, yeah, we spoiled.
to kind of consider all aspects, and it's a cool way to kind of look inward at society and our, I guess, desire to just place blame and a winner and a loser. Someone, you know, this guy's dead, his wife killed him, or, you know, just to have closure. Even people watching this movie, they're complaining about there's a lack of closure.
Yeah, I think that's part of the commentary
for
that
sure
they're having right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, cool. I mean, anything else? So you have yet to see Zone of Interest,
that is the last one on the list. It comes out to stream tomorrow,
oh, cool.
which would be February 20th.
Yeah.
So maybe by the time people are listening, it's already on stream. So I'm going to have to stream it rather than see it in the theater.
Not a huge
deal.
It seems
like kind of a quiet drama.
It's very, I would just try to watch it with the best sound system you have and the quietest setting. Cause like the sound design are what makes it so impactful. It's like the eeriness, the juxtaposition of this happy family life up against the screams of people being burned alive. I mean, it's a tough hang, but it's an important movie to watch and consider. And I think the way it was handled and directed, I think, are masterful and deserving of the nominations it received and other awards it's been recognized for. I guess one last thing, we didn't really touch on like our Oscar reaction nominees, because I mean, ultimately, who cares? Although you were pretty fired up about Margot Robbie being left off, and you're like, the Oscars they don't know what they're doing, blah blah blah. Have you since rethought that after seeing Nyad and Annette Bening being there? You know, I guess spot,
I still would have.
Yeah,
I think I would have still rather had Margot Robbie. Yeah. I think it's just they can't get out of their own way, and I'm not one to say give out a popularity award, but I thought the merit of both Greta Gerwig and, I mean, it was the most important movie this year.
It was.
Like, honestly, at the end of the day, like, even though me and you and go listen to the analysis awards, everyone, the annals or the anals, depending on where you put the emphasis, we gave a lot of praise to both Oppenheimer and Barbie, respectively, but I just think Barbie was the most important movie to get people back. Yeah. It was a cultural phenomenon. I think it had. I mean, look, you have performers that are nominated. You've got screenplay that's nominated. You've got Best Picture. It's going to be one of the Best Picture noms. You've got almost every element that goes into a movie that's being nominated.
And the person that brings that all together,
and then the person that does all together doesn't get recognized is Cuckoo Brains to me. And I think Margot Robbie was awesome in that movie, and it was all sorts of different things. And what, like you were saying, you love when it blurs the line between comedy and drama. Yeah. And I think that was an incredibly emotional movie, and for a lot of people, including myself. So to me, I would have, I don't think Annette Bening necessarily needs to be nominated at this phase. I know we're talking about fifth place here, but I think having Barbie not be nominated in those two categories is not a hill that I would necessarily want to die on over some of these other movies. Like Anatomy of a Fall didn't need to be nominated for Best Director. Like I think it was a nice screenplay, and I think that's where it should have been nominated. I don't see a significant achievement in directing for Anatomy of a Fall. I actually thought it was poorly paced in certain places, especially the courtroom scenes.
The courtroom scenes were poorly paced. Is that what you're saying?
I think there was times where I was watched Chucky.
Yeah.
In the courtroom scene.
Yeah, I think you got to get Greta in there just because the weight of expectation, the amount of people she had to please, and the people that showed up. I mean, it's just she pulled off the impossible, and that's got to be in there. That it perfectly worded. I mean, perfectly said. Like Justin Trier, nice story, great screenplay. Give her the screenplay nom. It comes down to, I think, people like...
She's not going to win. Neither are going to win. Right. So, like, what's the point?
Exactly. So, like, why get all bent out of shape about it? This is...
And then it just further discredits and drives people away from your product, which is to try to get people. And so I know, and I always complain when they do things to try to get people in to the Oscars, and it's like, oh, you're bailing on the credibility. But I think with Greta, like, both things were true at the same time. I think the merit of the work was worthy of acclaim, as well as the popularity of the movie was worthy of acclaim.
My only thing is that, like, okay, say what you will about the Oscars, but there is an Oscar bump where $2 billion have been spent on Barbie versus people not seeing Anatomy of a Fall. So, like, they see the director, maybe they'll go see it, and this little movie gets a little bit more eyeballs.
Do you think that happens?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are like, hey.
You think people are going to go see Anatomy of a Fall?
Especially because it's up for, like, I think people will try to see the 10 movies. I mean, the Best Picture nominees, I think, are buzzy. I don't think people will go down all the categories and be like, oh, I got to see all the directors, all the, you know. But I think.
That's why I think the director and the actresses.
Yeah, but, you know, to be in there with, like, these big name movies, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Killers, Poor Things, Holdovers. It's kind of cool for more independent international cinema. And, you know, the Oscars is an international voting body. Barbie has already won. It doesn't matter. The public has crowned them.
Yeah, I get it.
So I don't weep for them, especially because Margot Robbie is a producer. So for her to miss out on acting, I think she's already, nominee for producer, which is probably the greater achievement anyway to get that off the ground. Yeah, I think it sucks that, you know, I think people were overly pissed off meme bombing the internet about Greta, and everyone's missing the point. The only person to get nominated was Ryan Gosling, you know.
Yeah, it's a tough look.
To say nothing of America Ferrera also being nominated. But yeah, it's, you know, he's got to come out with a statement like, obviously I'm honored, but at the same time, my colleagues deserve recognition. And, you know, like everything went according, you know, it's just by the script, you have to say these things. And yeah, you know, it at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. But I wish we'll cross the voting bridge when we get there. But the apathy in general has been waning and waning and continues on that path.
Yeah, you know, you try to expand like the voting block, and then but you still got these like old dinosaurs who are like, Annette Bening deserves recognition. We're gonna find her a place. Like, why? Oh, come on.
Yeah, who cares? And I love that movie, but yeah.
Just
idiots. Go ahead, kill your own thing.
Yeah,
kill
exactly. Own
thing. Drive it right into the ground.
And then you read these like anonymous like Oscar voter ballots, and it's just like the most vile, racist, sexist. You know, and this is like one person in a sea of thousands. Like, it's not really emblematic of the entire organization. But at the same time, back in the day when it was like five, you know, Metro Golden Meyer and a few other producers, you know, Hollywood A-listers being like, let's I think the AF, the American Film Institute, is probably more important in terms of Criterion Collection in terms of analoging the best of the best than the Oscars are. And it's just
Yeah, the Oscars is and has been for our entire lives, at least the last 37, 38 years, it's been political.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you can just see that very directly in Brendan Fraser having an Oscar right now.
Yeah.
And Peter O'Toole never got one. And it's like, oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that makes sense. Those things should happen in a reality.
Instantly invalidated.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, cool. Well, that some worthwhile movies to catch up on during Dumpuary. And I guess the top 10 nominees is a good place to start, whether you care about Oscars or not. It's definitely a place, like a jumping off point, I guess. And a lot of good stuff still out there, worth your time, notwithstanding Argyle or Madam Web. Good to chat with you, Bob, and you're getting out to the theaters.
We'll see you next weekend for the big Oscar extravaganza.
Oscar extravaganza / Bob Pantalone's wedding.
Hey, this is how we do it.
So we're 2 weeks out from the wedding. We're 1 week out from laying down our Oscar bet. It's a big month here at the analysis.
There we go. Here we go, baby.
Let's do it.
Well, thank you guys for listening. And make sure you smash that subscribe button, okay? Leave us some comments if you enjoy your hang this evening, afternoon, morning, or whenever you're finding us. Treat each other with respect, and we'll see you down the road. Bye, fuckers. Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a 1 or a 2? Been a hell